I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiya Allah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noor Allah. My dear viewers of Madri Channel, welcome back to our weekly broadcast of I Love
Islam.
Please stay tuned, watch this program till the end. Alhamdulillah, like always, we've got a quiz of the day, then we've got some beautiful segments set out for you today, and we've got a very important topic we're going to be discussing today, inshallah. We've got a few kids here in the studio, inshallah, they will be performing as well, inshallah, azawajal. On my right side, we have, mashallah, Noman Reza. Welcome back here again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Before you say anything, are you okay and how are you doing, and ask them, are they good?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal, I'm doing well, jazakallah, thank you for asking. And how are you? I hope you're well as well, wherever you are. I hope you're well. May Allah keep you safe and protected. Those who are unwell, may Allah protect everyone. MashaAllah, Noman Reza looks like he's energetic. Oh, subhanallah. Brother Arkam back here again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing, Arkam? Are you okay?
Alhamdulillah, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. MashaAllah, on this side, we have, MashaAllah, Muhammad Hassan, who's joined us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. How are you, Hassan?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, I am okay.
We've got someone
How are you and how is everybody out there and how are you feeling today?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, I'm well. Thank you, Baba Ali, for asking about me. You're being so kind today. You've got a big, kind heart, mashallah, that you're asking about me. It's time for us now to move on to the first part of the day. What is it? Quiz of the day.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Right, let's go straight to the question of the day. The question is, you know which question it is? I've not told you yet. It's this question, it's hard for those who don't know. And it's well easy for those who do know. Right, which, where do you fit in? The question is, after Sha'ban, which Islamic month comes next?
That's so easy.
Ooh, that's a tough one, isn't it? That's a hard one for the babies.
It's the best.
Let's do a deal.
It has
whoever
a dua
gets this
about
one wrong,
it.
You're a qualified baby.
It has a dua about it. It has a dua about it as well. Yeah.
Allahumma barik lana
fi rajabin wa sha'ban wa ballighna
ramadan. Ameen, ameen. Subhanallah. Let's go straight to the topic now. Come on. First segment of the day is
My Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Night of Forgiveness. That's the title for today. MashaAllah. Today, we are going to talk about the Night of Forgiveness. The first, my question to you, the kids here, is 15th night of Sha'ban, which is, we refer it as Night of Forgiveness. It has other name as well.
Shab-e-Barat.
Any other name? Shab-e-Barat is one. We refer it as well. What else? What other names do we have?
Night of Forgiveness.
This is about that.
I said anything else.
Laylatul Bara'ah.
MashaAllah. That is Laylatul Bara'ah or Shab-e Bara'at. The same meaning. But that same, both of them you said, I want the English word to it. What does Bara'at mean? Shab-e Bara'at. Laylatul Bara'ah.
Forgiveness.
Come on, Hassan. Come on. Anyone? Laylatul Bara'ah. شباب براءت ورز مين؟
براءت means freedom.
Oh wow.
He told us the answer.
Wow, he's a grown up.
Baby,
he is
a baby. Me and him are the adults. You two are the baby.
Or Laylatul Bara'a means the night of freedom. The next question is, why is it called the night of freedom? Freedom of what? You could do anything you want on the night.
No,
what does it mean, the night of freedom? It has a special context.
You have to be free from sins.
What does it mean? This night
free
is about
from sins.
Night of freedom.
The night of being free from sins.
Is it about when the books, like, you know, every single year, mm-hmm. the books, like, out of that record our deeds, they close and a new one starts.
New chapter opens.
Yeah.
That does happen on this night. Yeah, then this night is a very important and significant night. Some very sensitive and delicate decisions are made on this night about us. Mm. And we need to be aware of this. Some very important decisions are made about our life, about death. Yes. So we have so many important decisions that are made on this night. And it's important for us to mark this night with focus, with reflection, with ibadat, as much as we can on this night. But inshallah, I'm going to leave this question. What does the night of freedom, or the night of forgiveness, what does it mean?
Freedom.
Can you please explain the boys?
So in simple terms, it means freedom from the fire of hell. Mm-hmm. Because on this night, many, many people are freed from the fire of hell.
Allahu Akbar. So this is a night in which Allah Almighty forgives so many people. What does that mean? It means that they will go to
Jannah.
So this is a night in which there is a decision made about individuals, about people. These have been given the bara'at, the freedom that they won't enter fire. That means they will enter Jannah. They will go to paradise. And this night is so important. You could say Allah knows best exact number, but just to make us understand, possibly hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people, about them the decision is made that these people will be freed from the fire of hell and they will go to Jannah. We should be thinking about this, that those people will have this news or this decision made about, that these people will be freed from the fire of hell. We should be wishing that. I wish my name is on that list as well. Mm. Every single one of us should have that feeling. And that night is not a night to mess around, to just spend the night in fun and, you know, some with activities, and we forget about worship, we forget about asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. This night is very important night. Mm. So let's quickly go back to Brother Arkam again and listen to some more facts about this night.
So you're right, this night is a very, very special night. And Imam Ghazali, the great scholar of Islam, he mentions about this night. He says that on the earth, people have two Eids, famous Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. That's for the people of the earth. He says that two nights of Eid for the angels in the heavens is the night of Laylatul Qadr and Laylatul Barat, Shab-e Barat, the 15th night of Shaban. So he mentions this is the night of Eid for the angels.
Allah.
So you can, from there we can see how important and blessed this night is. And it's mentioned regarding the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he would spend this night in worship of Allah Almighty.
So this night is not a night just to relax and have lots of food and go to sleep.
No.
This night is about worshipping Allah Ta'ala, connecting ourselves with our Creator and being engaged in worship.
You know, you mentioned before that so many people will be freed from the fire of hell. So many people will even forgiveness on this night. Scholars mentioned that the person who isn't forgiven on this night, he's an unfortunate person. That so many people, millions of people are forgiven on this night. Why are we not going to be forgiven on that night? If you don't ask Allah Almighty for forgiveness on that night,
not going to forgive you.
Yes.
Let's reflect upon that again. That this night, 15th night of Shaban, is so, so important that hundreds and thousands of people, possibly millions of people, they are freed from the fire of hell. Fire of hell will not touch them. The decision will be made about them. But then there are some people, some categories of people who will be left deprived, that this news will not be given about them. And they will be left, they will be moved away from the mercy of Allah. And now this part is very crucial, because we don't know what's going to be decided about us.
And we can't just, you know, spend that night and not doing anything. This night is about connecting ourselves with our Creator, worshipping Allah Ta'ala, asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, crying in the court of Allah, asking for forgiveness. This is the night of forgiveness. This is the night where we should be asking Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, those lucky people who you have chosen to be freed from the fire of hell. Ya Allah, please, with your mercy, select us one of them as well. Put our name on that list as well. This night is so important. Subhanallah, this night is something that we need to make sure we spend this night in worship. That's the reason why we're discussing today. Please make sure you spend this time in worship. Do the good things. You know, spend moments in praying your nafal namaz, recite Quran on this night, recite Durood Sharif. Spend this night in dua. Spend this night studying Islamic knowledge and spending time with family. No, avoid spend this night in, we use the word heedlessness. Yeah, like when you're not bothered, you're not concerned, you're just doing nothing. You don't want to be doing that on this night. You don't, especially this night, every night, every moment and every night you should be doing this, staying away from bad things. But in particular on this night, this is the night that you need to honor. You need to make special arrangements for worshipping.
You know, Brother Arkham also says, there's a special narration regarding this night, and I want everyone to listen. I'll read it. This narration, it explains to us the importance of this night and what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did on this night and what the angels do on this night.
Allah.
So it's reported that the great angel Jibreel alayhi salam, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this night, the 15th of Sha'ban, Shab-e Barat, and he said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kindly stand up and offer salah. This is the night in which 300 doors of mercy are opened.
Allah.
Besides those who do shirk, those who associate partners with Allah, those who inwardly hate one another, the alcoholics and the adulterers, everyone is forgiven on this night. Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the narration carries on, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he then went to Jannatul Baqi, the graveyard in Medina, and he placed his head on the floor in sajda. And then in sajda, he made this dua. O Allah, I seek refuge in your forgiveness from your punishment. I seek refuge in your pleasure from your displeasure. And I seek refuge in you from you. O Allah, you are exalted and I cannot praise you as you deserve. The reality of your glory is as you have explained yourself. Then during the late hours of this night, towards the end of the night, the angel Jibreel alayhi salam, he came back to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lift your head towards the heavens. Look up towards the heavens. Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he raised his blessed head towards the skies, he saw that the gates of mercy had been opened. He saw that the gates of mercy, they've been opened. And an angel is standing at every one of those gates of mercy. Allah. And he's making an announcement. Look at the sight of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he can see the angels, he can see the gates of mercy, and he can hear what announcement they're making as well. The angel, he said, congratulations to the one who worships on this night. The angel, just look at the announcement the angels is making. Congratulations to the one who worships on this night. The angel at the second gate announced, congratulations to the one who prostrates on this night, the one who does sajda on this night. The angel at the third gate called out, congratulations to the one who makes ruku on this night.
Allah.
The angel at the fourth gate proclaimed, congratulations to the one who supplicates to his Lord on this night, the one who does dua to Allah on this night. The angel at the fifth gate declared, congratulations to the one who prays to his Lord during this night. Just look at these angels, they're announcing different acts of worship that we should be doing. The first few are the night, nafal namaz, ruku, sajda. Then dua, asking Allah Almighty for forgiveness. Then the one on the seventh gate, he said, congratulations to the one who believes in the oneness of Allah Almighty. Then it carries on with a few other things. And the angel at the ninth gate said, is there anyone who seeks forgiveness so he may be forgiven? The angel at the tenth gate announced, is there anyone who makes dua so that his dua might be accepted? So on this night, the angels are telling us, if you ask for forgiveness, you will be forgiven.
Allah.
If you make dua on this night, your dua will be accepted. Then after witnessing all of this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he asked, O Jibreel alayhi salam, how long will these gates remain open for?
Allah.
The angels are giving us the glad tidings. If you do dua, if you ask Allah Almighty for in dua, you will be given. If you ask for forgiveness, you'll be given it. How long will these gates of mercy be open for? The angel replied, the gates will remain open from the beginning of this night until the end of this night, until Fajr time, dawn. So on the night of 15th of Shaban, these gates are open. These gates of mercy are open. Whatever you ask Allah Almighty for in dua, Allah Almighty will give it to you.
Alhamdulillah, Muslims all around the world, they celebrate, they mark this night, you know, with worship. They do extra special events on this night. Alhamdulillah, in Dawud Islami centers across the world, and in particular in the UK, we normally start our session straight after Maghrib Salah. Straight after Maghrib, we start some activity. There's one special activity that we do straight after the Maghrib prayer. What is the activity? Did you know? We're going to find out in the segment, Did You Know?
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Please make sure you spend this night in worship. And the following day, it is from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we keep a fast as well. Okay, we learn and we see the practice of great, great scholars that they fast on the following day. On the 15th day of Shaban, you should keep a fast as well. So please, by the way, some people have a beautiful habit. They keep a fast on 14th of Shaban and they keep a fast on 15th as well. Because why do they do that? I'm going to ask you this question in a bit. But before we come to that topic, because we're in a segment called Did You Know? And it looks like Ali knows something.
So the scholars, so I had this narration, but the scholars mentioned, so this is how much people will be forgiven on this night. So there was this tribe on Mecca, it was called Banu Kalb, and it had like lots and lots of sheep in that tribe. And so, you know, the hair of the sheep, so how much hair all of the sheep have on
In all the sheep that they have in that tribe.
So that's possibly, how much people.
So possibly hundreds, maybe thousands and thousands of sheep they have. And number of hair.
Is that how much people they will be forgiven
Allah,
on the night?
Allahu Akbar. So just to give you, into make you understand and to put things into context, this night is night of forgiveness. How many people will be forgiven? An example is given in the Hadith Park that the number of hair on the sheep of the tribe called Bani Kalb. Okay, so they were known for grazing so many sheep. They used to have like thousands of sheep. So many sheep they used to have. They used to have so many sheep. And just imagine, you can't even count the number of hair in one sheep. Yeah, maybe I'll have to send Ali to a farm one day. And please, can you count all the hair on the sheep? Maybe that's a challenge for you one day.
You can't even count the hair on your own body. You can't count one on the sheep.
Yes, yes. Ali can't count the hair on his own head. How is he going to count the hair on the
hundreds
sheep?
Hundreds of thousands that's a good, hairs on your head.
That's a challenge. But that's something that maybe we can make him doing it. When he's not doing anything, we can make you do something like that. It'll keep him busy. But on a serious note, the number of hair, not just on a sheep, but the amount of sheep that Bani Kalb have. So all them sheep put together and all the hairs that all these sheep have, that's the number of people who will be given the news of forgiveness on this night. So this is an example that has been mentioned that shows that, you know, so many people will be forgiven on this night. And remember, there's the other side of the coin as well, isn't it? There's a category of people, the unfortunate people, who even on this night, on the night of forgiveness, even on this night, they will not be forgiven. They will be left deprived. And there are different categories of people that have been mentioned. And one of them who will not be forgiven on this night, those who are disobedient
to the parents.
Those who are disobedient to parents. Now, this is the time for us to, you know, reflect upon this and turn to our parents and ask them for forgiveness. Ask them, Mom, Dad, please forgive me. Those, if anyone whose parents are alive, go to them. Meet them, talk to them, and ask them for forgiveness. Get them to us right now. Don't wait for Shab-e Barat. Go to them right now. And any of your parents who have passed away, may Allah Ta'ala forgive them and give them a high place of Jannah. Make dua for them. Make dua for them. Do some sadaqah on behalf of them. Give charity in the way of Allah for them. And you know, that's one way to please them. Those who are resting in the grave, so we can help them in the akhirat. Anyway, before we moved on to our segment, Ali had a hand up and you wanted to talk about some special prayers. So today in this segment, did you know we're learning about six nafal prayer? There's a special prayer that takes place. We're going to be talking about that today. This normally takes place at a certain time, generally, as a practice,
after
a certain time. What time is it? We're going to find out shortly. Let the camera get onto you first. You need to just wait. You know what sabr is?
Yeah.
Sabr, what is it?
Sabr is the Urdu word for patience.
Yeah, and that is a good thing, isn't it? I think next time that you should go to market and buy some sabr for yourself.
Yes.
Come on then.
Spicy
sabr. Come on.
Spicy.
Okay, then can you please tell us about the sixth nafal prayer then?
On the 15th night of Shaban after Maghrib, there is a special prayer
that takes place
on the sixth nafal. So you do two nafal, then two nafal, then two nafal.
Mm.
And then that's all I know about it. I don't really know too much about it.
Well, that's still good though. That is good. Well done. MashaAllah. So there is a special sixth nafal prayer that is performed on this night. And many scholars, you know, great people in the past, they have been practicing this. So it's not something that is like it's wajib or it's farz, it's so important. If you don't do it, you'll become a sinful. It's not like this. But it's a practice of scholars. You know, when good people do some special worship, we should try to copy them. Because copying good people is also good as well. So that's the reason why we do this. It's a special form of worship. Six nafal prayers are performed on this night in the sets of twos. So two, two, and two. And there's special intentions you make as well. Yeah, you say, Ya Allah, with the intention of these two rakat nafal that I'm going to pray, Ya Allah, give me long and healthy life with well-being.
That's then the first two rakat.
That's the first two rakat, the nafala you pray. The second two rakat, if you can explain them to us.
But the intention for the or reason for reading the second two rakats is by the virtue of these two rakats, do not make me dependent on anyone except you. Do not make me dependent on anyone except you. Sorry, that was the third one. The second one is by the virtue of these two rakats, protect me from all calamities.
Yeah. So the first one was long and healthy life.
Yes.
First, when you make an intention of the first two rakats, you make intention that Ya Allah, by the virtue, by the blessing of these two rakats, nafal that I'm going to perform, Ya Allah, bless me with a long and healthy life full of blessings and well-being. Second,
Protect me from calamities.
When you're about to read the second set of two nafals, make a niyat by the blessing of these two nafal prayers, Ya Allah, protect me from calamities and troubles. The third set of nafal is, before you start them, you make the intention, Ya Allah, make me dependent only on you. Don't make me dependent on anyone else. You know what that means? It's a bit high-level word for the kids. But what it means, Ali knows what it means.
So,
can explain.
Did you know in life, when you take help from other people, you're actually taking help from Allah Ta'ala?
Yes, that's right. That's a different topic, getting help from other people. But you know, sometimes like things can happen to your life and like you're stuck, you can't do anything. For example, like you can have a like life-changing accident. And you had an accident, now you can't move your hand.
Or you broke your leg.
Now to go to one place, to another place, or to have food, you struggle. You're totally depending on other people to help you and assist you in your daily life. Yeah. And some people who become so ill, they're bedridden. They can't move. So they become dependent on other people. And being dependent on other people, that's a test as well. It's not an easy thing. And you know what we should be wishing for, even like throughout our life, even to the last moments of our life, we should wish that we don't be dependent on anyone else.
Yeah.
Now, that's something very important. That's a beautiful dua that we should be doing regularly. Ya Allah, I want to be dependent only on you. You are the one who gave me the power to perform everything. Ya Allah, don't make me dependent on anyone else except you. So these are three intentions that you make before the Nafal prayers. And also between the Nafal prayer, there's some activity that we do as well. So let's ask Brother Arkam again.
So in between the, after every two rakats, you would read Surah Ikhlas 21 times or Surah Yaseen once. So Surah Ikhlas, which one is that?
That's Qul Huwallahu Ahad.
21 times?
Yeah.
The full surah.
Yeah, so that, I either read that 21 times or Surah Yaseen once after every two rakats.
And there's a dua as well of this night.
Yes.
It's called Dua Mid Sha'ban.
Dua of Mid Sha'ban.
Yeah, it's very long. It could take you about two, few minutes to read that dua. But try to read that dua. Where can they, if someone wants to learn about these six Nafal prayers, and they want to learn about the dua of mid-Sha'ban in Arabic and in English, where could they find this from?
If you go onto the website of Dawat Islami, and then on there you type in Shab-e-Barat, then all of this comes up. That's where I found it.
Oh, wow. That's easy, isn't it? Come on then. Do you want to give it a try? Come on then. Do it right now. Go to the website of Dawat Islami, dawatislami.net, and go to the search section and write Shab-e-Barat. Okay? And let's see what you find in Shab-e-Barat. And also in a book called Madani Treasure of Blessings. There's a chapter there about Sha'ban. There's a whole section about Islamic months. And there's a chapter about Sha'ban. And you can find few pages on the topic of 15th night of Sha'ban as well. So read those few pages, inshallah. That will give you a lot of ideas of how to spend this night, inshallah. So
on the website, when you search it, there's a small section that comes up. It's got the list of the what's going to happen on this night. It tells you all the decisions. It tells you the blessings of this night and those people who will not be forgiven on this night, the deprived people of this night, and what actions to do on this night. So if they search you on the website, all of this comes up in one section.
May Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon all of us, and may Allah Ta'ala make us reach to this night. May we have the blessing of this night, and may Allah Ta'ala be one of those people who will be forgiven on this night. Amin bijahi an-nabiy al-amin sallu 'ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala 'ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Now it's time for us to move on to our next segment of the day, sunnah and manners.
I love Islam, I love Islam, I love Islam.
Welcome to our segment, Sunnah and Manners. Today, inshallah, we're going to talk about something important. Something we should be doing. And a lot of kids, many kids out there, they struggle. What is that? I think I should play a game first. Should we play a little game? A lot of kids struggle with showing something to family.
Showing respect to family.
That's a close one.
Showing love to family.
That's closer.
Showing patience to
showing
family.
Showing obedience to family.
Showing patience to family. Showing good stuff to family. Giving them money.
Well, it's quite fun. You're getting
showing
closer.
Showing forgiveness to family.
Let's see if you can guess the right word.
Asking showing forgiveness to family.
Or showing.
Showing forgiveness to family.
Showing forgiveness to family. No.
Showing
quickly, come on, five.
Showing money to family.
Four.
Showing
showing off to family.
It starts with
showing off to
showing
showing cruel guy on the school.
Showing cruelty to family. A lot of people struggle. Showing kindness, being kind.
How do you not get that?
Maybe that's something that we don't even think about.
He basically got that one.
Maybe if these kids are representing all the kids out there, and these kids they struggled to get the right word. What does that mean? Being kind to the family, is that like the last thing that we have in our minds?
Being respect to family is the same thing. But
it's not the same thing.
But it is. Respect and kindness is the same thing.
How is it the same thing? It respect is. Starts with R, kindness starts with K.
Yeah, but the meaning is the same thing.
The meaning is the same thing. Okay then, I admit. Okay? Yes. You can't mess around with Baba Ali here.
Yes.
Baba Ali,
he's too
I'm
wise.
Sorry, I made a mistake. So can you please tell me why kids not be kind to the family then? Because can you give me some examples of what they do that's like a sign that they're not being kind to the family?
Not listening to them.
Yeah, that's one way. So if your parent, like what? Give me an example.
Like their mother says to do the laundry and they don't do the laundry. Mm. The mother says to do istiri.
Ironing. We're not talking about little babies here.
I forgot the English word. That's why I said
ironing.
Yeah.
Iron.
I forgot the English word.
I've just told you.
That's why I said the other word.
Babaji, I've just told you.
Yes,
you're right. MashaAllah. So can he's excited now. MashaAllah. So being kind to the family, why does this have to be the last thing that comes to our mind?
Or being rude to family.
The exact, like what? Why do we do?
Like, so if your mom was to say plates in the sink.
Dishwasher?
Yeah. Huh? Or dishwasher, sink, same thing. Yeah. Yeah, same thing. And you don't listen to them, you just push the plates away, you tell your mom, you said to your mom, no, you said to your mom, and you said to your mom, why don't you do it?
That's not kind.
That's harsh.
Let's be straight. Look, you know what we do, what we shouldn't be doing.
Yapping too much.
You're aware. Mm-hmm. Why do we have to be so difficult for our family? Why can't we just for once, why can't we be kind? Why can't we just share some love with our family? Family is all about compromising. I understand sometimes it's not easy. You have disagreements. Yeah, you don't agree with what other people are saying to you. You don't agree with their opinions. You don't agree with their decisions sometimes. But it's family. We are one family. We have to learn how to live together. You have to find a way. You have to find a way. And now, because Ramadan is coming, Ramadan is all about showing compassion, showing love. And the people who deserve the most love from you is
your family.
Your family.
Or your parents.
So please be kind to your family. So now, just before we continue, I want the kids here to give us some examples.
What does family mean? Just your mom and dad?
That's a good question.
Your mom, your dad, your brother, uncle, your sister, auntie, your cousin, your uncle, your auntie, your granddad, your grandma.
We need to be respectful to our family. Here, I'm not just talking about people who are bigger than you. They could be your same age. They could be younger than you. You could still be nice to them.
They could be a baby.
Yeah. Next time you go out with your parents to do some shopping, have you ever thought about buying something for your family, for your siblings,
or if you
other members in your house? Yeah. I know if you were to buy something for them, and you know, it'll mean a lot for them. They'll be excited. Wow, you thought about me. You got it for me. Wow, I love you. Now, quick, I want to go to the kids again. How we can show kindness to the family. Let's go to Hassan first. Hassan, Ali, and then Noman. Come on, tell me some ways how we can show kindness to our family quickly.
By helping our parents.
By helping. Give me more specific example.
Like if your mom is cooking in the kitchen, or if she's doing something, and like.
Say, can I help you?
Yes.
Yeah. Offer your assistance. Yeah. Say, can I help you? Can I do anything for you, mom?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they'll tell you something. Then your mom will tell you something that you can do for your age. MashaAllah. Yeah. Come on, Ali.
You open the door.
Open the door.
For them.
When they need the door to be closed, you open it for them.
No, when they need it to be opened, then you open it.
When your parents are coming, or any family members coming inside, you know they're coming, you've seen them, they're coming, go quickly open the door for them. Please come inside. Baba Ali, please come in. Yeah, that's a nice way.
And showing
kindness to your family.
Like, as so you can say, your mom, she needs something, she needs her medicine, or she needs something to cook food, like garlic or something, which I've done before. I went to get garlic from mom, and
from the fridge,
from shops,
okay,
because we didn't have any. So I walked there to shops, it was near my house, so I walked there to my shops, and I got 5 garlic. And I brought it back, and you can say
obviously it depends on your age as well. Like, so obviously the kids here, you need to go when you go outside, you go with the adult as well. Don't just go on outside and say, I'm gonna get some garlic for my mom. Okay, you need to first get permission from your parents, yes. And depending on the age, but here I'm talking to the kids, you need to go with an adult. So if you want to go, that's fine.
or tell your mom, tell your dad, tell someone at home to either go with you. They say, I want to help you with shopping. Okay, make a shopping list. Make a shopping list. Mom, what do we need today? So make a list of those things that are not in the kitchen today that we need to buy. Then say, Mom, should we go then? Go with your uncles. Whoever needs to go, go with the family. Go with your father. Go with your elder brother. You know, go and get those things for the family. That is nice. Now Ramadan is coming. Now that's a beautiful time. Buy things for this Sahri time. Buy something for iftari. Then get something really nice for the whole family chicken. So we can be happy. Ooh, chicken, spicy chicken.
Chicken biryani.
Chicken wings.
What's your favorite iftari time food meal? Only one thing. Choose one. Come on, Hassan, quickly.
Chana.
Samosa.
Choose one thing.
Fish pakore.
Fish pakore. Come on, Ali,
never
your
had
turn.
That before.
3, 2. One. No, you missed out. One, your turn. Your favorite iftari meal. One.
I haven't had it for iftari, but I would want it. Chicken burger meal.
Chicken burger meal on iftari time. Oh, guess what? Guess what? I think we need to talk about chicken burger meal. Well, come on then. Let's move on to our next segment. Harmful habits.
Fast food.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Welcome to our segment, Harmful Habits. This is where we deal with some bad habits. Mm-hmm. And we try to sort them out.
Fast food.
Ooh, today's topic is
fast food.
Fast food. The food runs so fast. We're going to find out what does fast food mean. Pizza.
Pizza.
Burgers. Look, just these words, they got these kids excited. Just imagine if the pizza was here, you know, they'll just forget about the program. Ooh, we need to keep pizzas, burgers away from them now. And we talk about harmful habit. Why is it a harmful habit?
I thought you were talking about non-kebedo.
Kids love it, don't they? Kids love these things. Why is it a harmful habit?
Because there's too much oil in it and it can make you fat and it's bad for your body. And oil can, like, it can give you diabetes as well, like, yeah, when you get fat.
It's not good for your health. It's not good for your health. What do you want to say? Why is fast food bad if someone has, like, every day or every 2-3 days in a week?
Who eats it every single day, every single month?
We're just talking about fast food. The food's not in front of us. We're just thinking about it. We're just talking about it. And today we're talking about the bad things about it. And the kids sitting here, it looks like they don't want to talk about that. They don't want to even talk about the bad side of it.
Can I talk one more about the bad side?
Maybe fast food makes people blind.
Let's
go to Brother Arkam. Arkam, can you please help us out here? Tell us some.
Can I say one more thing?
Good things.
You want to see the good things?
No, bad thing.
Okay.
So the oil that they use it over and over again. So it's like really bad for you.
That becomes harmful for you.
Yeah.
But overall, how is it like bad thing? Fast food. Someone said, I don't know how true this is, you know this word fast food, where does it come from? It's not come from the
fast
lane.
Fast
no.
Fasting.
Someone said, I don't know how true this is, someone said the word fast food, the term fast food has come from the root word fat food.
Oh.
Okay, so possibly the eating these type of food makes you fat. Okay, it's a food that makes you fat. Yeah. Which it is, yeah? If you eat a lot of it, if you don't put breaks, if you don't have appropriate exercise, etc., it does make you go big, yeah? And then it becomes a problem. It has a direct impact on your heart. Many people who have heart attacks is because they have a lot of fast food. So someone who's clever and they wanted to sell the idea of the food and they didn't want them to have a bad impact about it because they run away if you call it fat food. They change the name to fast food. Yeah, so people don't have the idea about the harmful effect. But it's important for us to be moderate. Please make sure you keep us in your dua as well on the 15th night of Shaban. May Allah bless you. Before we do go though, let us quickly see the answer of the day. What's the answer, boys? Say the answer now.
Ramadan.
The next month that's coming is called Ramadan. MashaAllah. Before we go, let's read Ajil Ya Ramadan. Boys, let's read Ajil Ya Ramadan and we'll close, inshallah.
Ajil Ya Ramadan. Ajil Ya Ramadan.
أجلم يا رمضان أجل أجل يا رمضان.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Take care. Look after yourself. I love Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.